One of the greatest stories of God's faithfulness in being with us when we need him most is a story that many people don't know. It happened 800 years before Jesus came to earth. Israel split into two kingdoms, Judah to the south and Israel to the north. Israel was an ungodly nation led by King Ahab and his wicked wife Jezebel. Yet, God was faithful to the people of Israel. God gave Israel Elijah and then Elisha as prophets to lead and protect Israel. At this time, Aram, a Syrian nation, had attacked Israel in a series of raids. 2 Kings 6, verses 8 to 23 tell the story. When the king of Aram was at war with Israel, he would confer with his officers and say, "We'll mobilize our forces at such and such a place." But immediately, Elisha, the man of God, would warn the king of Israel, "Do not go near that place, for the Arameans are planning to mobilize their troops there." So the king of Israel would send word to the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king, so he'd be on alert there. The king of Aram became very upset over this. He called his officers together and demanded, "Which of you is the traitor? Who has been informing the king of Israel of my plans?" "It's not us, my lord the king," one of the officers replied. "Elisha, the prophet in Israel, tells the king of Israel even the words you speak in the privacy of your bedroom." "Go and find out where he is," the king commanded, "so I can send troops to seize him." And the report came back. "Elisha is at Dothan." So one night, the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. "Oh, sir, what will we do now?" the young man cried to Elisha. Now imagine this scene. You wake up one morning and look out to see soldiers surrounding your city. They're not your soldiers. Syrian soldiers. Enemies. And they have horses and chariots. The ultimate weapons of war at that time. The servant of Elisha is trembling in fear. You would be too. This is an impossible situation. You serve a prophet. He's a great man of God. But there's an entire army out there. Verse 16. "Don't be afraid," Elisha told him. "There are more on our side than on theirs." Now, can you imagine? The servant goes back and looks again. He doesn't see any familiar uniforms. He doesn't see any soldiers from Israel. Only enemy soldiers on horseback and in chariots all around the city. A great army totally surrounding the city. Verse 17. Then Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes and let him see." The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. Wow. God opened his eyes to see the army of God, the angels. Angels in full battle array and chariots of fire. What a difference a prayer makes. Now the servant knows God is on their side and God is fighting for them. They're going to win. He doesn't know how, but his faith soars. Verse 18. As the Aramean army advanced toward him, Elisha prayed, "O Lord, please make them blind." So the Lord struck them with blindness as Elisha had asked. Then Elisha went out and told them, "You've come the wrong way. This isn't the right city. Follow me and I will take you to the man you're looking for." And he led them to the city of Samaria. Now, Elisha prayed and the entire army was struck blind at the same time. Every single person in that army went blind at the same instant. All the soldiers on horseback, all the soldiers in chariots, all the foot soldiers, blind, blind, blind. So Elisha took captive an entire army that God had struck blind. Then Elisha guided them down the road to Samaria, the capital of Israel. This is a 13-mile journey. That's almost 4 hours for a normal person walking, but a gaggle of blind men with horses and chariots in tow? Imagine this long line of blind Aramean soldiers, their horses and chariots strung out on the road to Samaria. They're groping and feeling their way for hours on this dusty road. And people along the road and in the villages they pass are staring at them at wonder. I wonder how many times Elisha was asked, "What happened?" That's a scene the people of Israel talked about for generations. It was a wonderful celebration of God's power and faithfulness to his servants. What most of them probably couldn't see was the army of God, the angels of the Lord, walking alongside the captives, keeping them captive. Elisha led them to Samaria, to his king, and to the armies of Israel there. Verse 20. As soon as they'd entered Samaria, Elisha prayed, O Lord, now open their eyes and let them see. So the Lord opened their eyes, and they discovered they were in the middle of Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he shouted to Elisha, My father, should I kill them? Should I kill them? Of course not, Elisha replied. Do we kill prisoners of war? Give them food and drink and send them home again to their master. So the king made a great feast for them and then sent them home to their master. After that, the Aramean raiders stayed away from the land of Israel. This is my favorite part of the story. Elisha tells the king not to kill them, but to throw a feast for them instead. I imagine they were pretty hungry after the 13 miles of staggering down the road from Dothan, and it had been a traumatic morning, going blind, being captured by one man and his servant, and now being feasted by their enemies. So, filled with food and wine, the soldiers of Aram left and never came back. God had shown his power over Aram, and then he had had mercy on these soldiers, these individuals. The king of Aram wisely decided to leave Israel alone after this. You'd leave a nation with a God that powerful alone too. I will never leave you or forsake you. Like Elisha's servant, you may be outnumbered by your enemies, facing an impossible situation right now. But like Elisha, God is on your side. Throughout scripture, God again and again tells his people, I will never leave you or forsake you. He's that kind of person, a stand-up guy, a friend who will never abandon you. But of course, he's more than that. He's God, all-powerful, all-knowing, and loving you with a passion you can't even imagine. You're his little one. It's like looking at a toddler. God's heart melts every time he looks at you, and his eyes are always on you. No matter what you're facing today, here's God's personal promise to you. This is from Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them here being your enemies or circumstances. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. This scripture is from Moses and is repeated several times in the Old and New Testament. Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. He led them in the desert for 40 years. Now it was time to enter the promised land and fight the giants that lived there. And then Moses made a shocking announcement. This is Deuteronomy 31:1-6. Then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I'm now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua will also cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said. And the Lord will do to them what he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed along with their land. The Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Moses sent them out to face the giants in the promised land, armed with God's promise. I will never leave you or forsake you. This promise is repeated in Joshua 1:5, Joshua 1:9, and in Hebrews 13:5. The same promise is made in different words in various scriptures. One of my favorites is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Do not fear. Do not be discouraged. God is with you, and he will strengthen and help you. He will uphold you with the right hand of his power. Activation. Fear comes when we see circumstances as bigger than our God. I pray that God will use Elisha's testimony to increase your faith and open the eyes of your heart to believe what you cannot see. Do not fear. Do not be discouraged. Declare these two promises over your circumstances and watch what God will do for you. Deuteronomy 31:1-6. I am strong and courageous. I am not afraid or terrified because of what I face. For the Lord my God goes with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Isaiah 41:10. I do not fear, for you are with me. I am not dismayed, for you are my God. You will strengthen me and help me. You will uphold me with your righteous right hand. Now, create a clear picture in your mind of a prophet with a young servant leading a staggering, stumbling army of blind soldiers down a dusty road. And hear God whispering in your ear, greater are those who are with you than those who are against you. If you enjoyed this video, please like, subscribe, and share with a friend. Thank you for listening, and thank you for doing the activation to let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Romans 12:2, New Living Translation. Until next time, God bless.